Look at how
Absolutely.
she's fucking eating this pizza right now,
Just an
Patreon.
entire pizza.
Patreon, look at that. She's like a fucking barbarian. Look at her.
It's so funny. I wasn't expecting just one of my
Yeah.
co-hosts just be eating a pizza that has no slices. It's
Yeah, just fucking the
just a
whole
pizza.
goddamn thing. Jesus Christ. I was joking because in my Skyrim game, my character was eating an apple pie like that. And I was like, that's dumb. No one would do that. And you know what? I think you
Alas,
would.
here we are.
Here we are. Holy shit. It's funny because I can hear she muted herself. She is laughing with her mouth completely full. Oh, fuck.
Welcome to Hardly Knower.
Yeah, I fuck it. Yeah, I guess we're in it. We're in it right now. We are
For
in
the
it. I've
listeners, we have not discussed what we're going to talk about.
We haven't talked about a goddamn thing. I
But we're
did
in the
put,
episode now.
yeah, we're in there. I don't know if I've said, I probably said this before. I love that you just have like little Pokemon plushies like easily visible in the background of your setup, Zell. I do like how much work you put into your background shit going on, so.
Oh, thanks. I work really hard and I just redid it and I was up until like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
remember.
I got one of these guys too.
You got the Digimans. Digimans.
It's funny because I got an Agumon.
Nice. Very good.
It's funny to me.
I picked up the video game that all the Pokemon people are really upset about. So that's
Pow
cool.
World.
Yeah, I picked
Oh,
it up.
okay, we can talk about Pow World for a minute.
Oh, do you have it? I haven't played it yet. I just picked it up.
Oh no, I'm actively playing
You're
Pow
actively
World.
playing it? Do you know why people were mad about it? This might
Guns?
be.
Is it the guns?
No! Why the fuck would any American be upset about guns in a video game?
Oh, the is it the horny creature?
It isn't, but I know of it. You're talking about what is it? Lovander, number 69. Yes.
Oh, it's is the
It
I
is number
okay.
69.
That is hilarious. I didn't know that. I'm playing this game. I am playing this game. It is quite fun. I got an alert. I was playing. They're like, "Oh, your farm is gonna be under attack." I was like, "Oh shit." And it was like these very horny looking creatures. There's like hearts on their pussies and shit.
Yeah, they're like it's like take Mewtwo and make it somehow even a thicker ass. 'Cause Mewtwo already has like a thick ass and
You got
thighs.
a bitch, you got a donk.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like they were just like, all right, let's take this and just be dumb, like just be ridiculous about it. And I
Make
feel
it
like that's how.
so horny.
Yeah. No, so people are mad about Pal World for a lot of different a couple of
Are we
different
just doing a
reasons.
Pow World episode?
I mean, we could. It leads into important topics, I think.
Okay, cool. We're gonna freestyle this episode.
Yeah, it's fine. Fuck it. There's accusations, obviously, that it is copying off of Pokemon, but like on the base, just on overall, it's clearly a parody, right? Like it's clearly supposed to be a parody of the monster catching genre, I think, and. I understand that there's like comparisons, you know, side to side comparisons on a lot of the characters and whatnot. A lot of them, I think, are
Yeah,
horseshit.
you also catch them with pal spheres.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's very obviously supposed to be that, but it's also
Parody.
exceptionally hard to prove, like, as far as like conceptually stealing, you know, like stuff like that. It's very difficult for that to land in court generally. So that's one of the things that they have against it. A lot of people are upset about AI use in stuff.
Oh, is there like AI use in Pal World?
The design AI use in the design is what a lot of people were saying that the that assets were being fed in. So
Isn't that like not proved though? Like
it's
that part hasn't even been
it has
proved.
been
They
proved.
had
It's just
one
like
game in the past that did use AI, but it's literally a game on how to spot AI. So they used AI art for the AI bit, I'm assuming.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. And then also, I believe what people came back with on that front is that they did use AI to help generate with like design ideas and stuff like that, because a lot of them are like, a lot of the conceptors were not like heavy on the art side or whatever. But they fed the mod they fed the model free assets. So the free assets that were already in the Unreal Engine were what they fed to the AI model to spit stuff out. And so I feel like if you're using fucking free stuff to train the model, I think that should be completely fine. I see no
Nobody's
issue with
getting
that.
abused. Nobody's art is being used. Nobody's face is being used without their consent,
Yeah.
etc. It's about as like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not
Innocuous.
ethical, not innocuous. It's moral, maybe.
Sure, as moral of a use of AI as possible. Yeah, because I'm torn. We had a talk about AI, and I'm very torn because I love tech and I love new cutting edge, kind of things. I think robots are cool. I think the idea of AI is cool, but I'm also an artist, and currently AI and art has been on opposing sides.
Yeah, I feel like currently the way things are going, it's like AI is just taking work from artists. It's like
Sure.
that's like the main thing
Yeah.
AI is doing, is being like, oh, we'll just do art instead of people.
I just stopped I stopped working with Duolingo, for instance, because they originally started helping out all the, what is it, paying all their like contracting people to do their translations. They just now do
Oh.
machine they just now do AI machine translation now. And so they fucking cut ties with a shit ton of people who, like that was their job, was being their translator and stuff like that. And a lot of other companies are doing things like that in order to save money
All right,
because
mom.
of the
I know my
dollar.
mom's listening to this. I don't know if you're doing Duolingo or whatever you're doing. My mom's trying to learn French.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just because she's going to France for a trip. So
Sure.
she wants to know like basic.
Sure. And like again,
So if
I'm
you're
not
doing
shitting on
Duolingo,
people.
mom, do the other one. Do a different
I
one.
was gonna say, I bet there are so many apps that
Yeah.
are different and do better.
I don't
I'm
even know if
all
that's the one
for
she's using. I just know
right,
she's trying to learn
one of
French.
them. I'm all for AI if it's helping humans to automate things and helping us to be able to create art more. Like, I feel like that's what it should be doing, helping us to automate our lives so that we can spend more time doing art and making music and enjoying the things that AI is taking the place of,
Yeah,
right?
here's the way to use AI is use it in a way that makes it so that like everyone doesn't have to work 40 hours a week. Use AI to make it so that people are working like 20 hours a week.
Yep.
Let's work in that direction instead of like, oh, you want a cool drawing? No, pay someone to do a cool drawing.
I am I like I don't know, I'm of the opinion that like it can be a tool for I especially like using it as like concept work, because I've used AI for concept work. Like I've typed some things in order to come up with some ideas and stuff, and I think that's a like completely legitimate and like totally fine, because also you're not trying to profit off of it, you're not trying to sell it. It's not like you're screwing over a couple of artists because you did something in the privacy of your home and you're just using it as inspiration or using it as concept work or whatever. Like I think that's completely fine.
Right. It's like
Oh,
tracing
yeah.
versus using a reference piece, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whenever you're first learning, absolutely you should trace. I think that it's a fantastic way to learn how to do a bunch of stuff, and it's great. Don't pass it off as your own, and certainly don't try and sell it. And I think the same rules apply for using AI art kind of stuff. I also think people should have the opportunity to opt out of having their stuff train models, right? So the way that a lot of AI kind of stuff works is you have different kind, think of them as like little robots, and you train the little robots with different pictures and images and whatever. And if people don't want their shit in there, they should be allowed to have a say
Like,
in
hey, don't
that.
have my shit in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Which right
It
now,
should be that easy, but
it's a wild west out there, right? Because it's new technology and people don't know how to handle it. Lawmakers certainly don't know how to make laws about it because they barely understand Facebook. So,
they don't even understand the internet and they're ugh.
and they're in charge of this shit. You know what I mean? And so it's on, like, whenever they have those hearings, you know, when people come in and they talk to them. And I don't know, when was it? It was TikTok. Whenever TikTok had to go, you know, and talk to a bunch of lawmakers and shit. And it was, like, just how far removed a group of people that wield power are from the populace. It was so clear, night and day, you know?
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Also very telling for the one guy who was like, I see the young girls dancing and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, that says so much about you and not about the app. I don't have any dancing TikToks.
Yeah,
I
what's
have stripper
going on?
TikToks,
what's going on with his algorithm?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get what you interact with. You know, what you spend time watching, what you like. You know, what you comment on. You know, I like goth girls with fat asses and art, and you know, that's about it. That's
it's
mostly
a good mix
what
of things.
What I see. Yeah. And that's because that's what I like, and that's what I, you know, whatever. But yeah, so AI is so scary right now in the fact that, like, it's just unprotected, you know. People,
well,
are
like you said earlier, it's like the Wild West.
It's unregulated.
How do you police it if you don't know what to police? It's
absolutely. I mean, there's people that have no fucking clue, that, you know, the lawmakers. I'm sure they've heard of it, and I'm sure I would say 9 out of 10 of them don't understand how it works. I would say probably more than that, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just put a link in our, like, meeting chat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't understand. The White House is only just now, like, getting upset about deep faking because Taylor Swift got deep faked. And
sure.
So there's nude pictures now. Now, all of a sudden, deep fakes are concerning when we've had a few years of sex workers.
Yeah, I feel like that's been going on for
of
like
just random
a decade.
Kids on Instagram,
yep,
getting their face thrown onto
underage
AI
people,
porn,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And so I'm glad, like, they're finally, like, taking it seriously. It sucks that it took fucking Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, but
now,
like,
that the Chiefs quarterback's girlfriend is involved,
then yeah, gotta do something about it. Yeah, it's been happening for a long time, and even before that, I think, I don't know, I've been I've said this before. I think it's really weird and creepy whenever people make it explicit art and it's, like, based off of, like, a real person that didn't sign up for it. Like,
yeah,
that's
seems
really
rude.
Gross. And making AI art of that is, like, a step worse because you didn't even work on it. You know what I mean? Like you just learned how to make prompts, which, you know, people, like, oh my God, the fucking AI bros that are like, yeah, well, you don't know how to use prompts and shit. I figured it out in, like, less than a day. You know, I figured out how to do the prompts and I figured it out how to spit out what I want. And I'm good now, you know?
Yeah, really not that hard to figure out which words you want to use to make it understand. Have you ever heard of a synonym?
It took,
pretty sure we could figure it out. It's not any big magic to
it's
figure
not.
out anything.
It took decades for me to get to a point to where I can make artwork the way that I make artwork, and I'm not where I want to be, you know, but it you know, like, there's a lot of time that you have to put in, you know, for these things like that, and that's why there's a lot of artists that are, like, super offended whenever they use the term, like, AI artist, you know, because it's like, go fuck yourself. I don't think that should count. And, you know, then some people come back at this and they're like, you sound like the old people that were, like, upset about, like, the photography versus painting, whatever, you know, and stuff like that. I don't think this is the same comparison.
No, I agree completely. That is not a apt comparison.
Yeah. So people are upset about the game because there is accusations of using AI art in it as well.
In PAL World?
PAL World, yes. The biggest accusation that could have, like, an actual legal standing, if they can prove it, is that there are accusations that actual meshes from for people that don't know 3D art, a mesh is, like, the framework, I suppose, of, like, an image, and then you put textures around the image, and then there's UVs and there's all the other stuff, but, like, basically mesh is the framework and then textures are what goes on top. There are accusations that they just took parts of meshes from Pokemon, straight pulled it from the game, and then modified them in order to do some of the characters in Palworld. So that accusation, if they can prove it, and if it was done enough, could have some like legal standing. But I don't know, it doesn't look like it's enough. The ones that I've seen, there's like pieces, you know, of it, but like they didn't just like straight up copy and paste something and change some colors. Like they did like push and they pulled and they added different parts and whatnot. And it's like, once you start fucking with it a little bit, I don't know, man. I don't know if that should count as it anymore. Because there's a lot of people that make hokey shit that's just like a small change from something else. Omni-Man from Invincible is clearly just Superman. It's absolutely Superman with a beard. You know what I mean? Just an asshole version of Superman. And what if Invincible couldn't be made, which is one of Amazon's like very successful animated series, because of that kind of bullshit? I don't feel like there's enough there to stop Palworld from existing or Palworld getting the opportunity to be successful, you know?
And I think the big point is that it's a satire, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's supposed to be poking fun and, you know, like just taking it into another direction. Or as people said, like the Pokemon game, like that tells all the things that that Pokemon doesn't talk about, right? Like the fact that
you can butcher.
Exactly. You can butcher your pals because like in Pokemon, what are
that's
the burgers
canon,
made of?
Though.
Yeah,
that's canon
absolutely.
In Pokemon. Like there's ways to cook a Chikorita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think in like there's a chicken pal, I don't remember its name, but immediately you're supposed to punch it to death to get its meat and eggs so you can live. You will die if you don't find some sort of sustenance. So I had to punch this chicken to death.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet. I've seen a little bit of gameplay of it. It looks cool. I mean, like, it's kind of like my, you know, it has like Minecraft survival, you know, like kind of elements of building things and
collecting
100%. Stuff. Yeah,
I would say this is like the game is a mix of like Minecraft and Pokemon. It's probably
and guns.
Can you not do guns in Minecraft? I never
sure
got that part.
What the fuck? No, you can. You have a bow and arrow, like.
Well, it's just taking that concept and
adding an AK-47 to it.
Well,
you
just add like it. You add to it.
Sure. Like, no, absolutely. And I mean that's
the
other
same
thing.
Concept. It's just you get more.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
You can craft a pickaxe and a shovel at the beginning, sure. And then like it, as your technology progresses. You can do a bow or whatever. It's just the technology progresses even further in our world so that you can make a soul rifle.
Right. Yeah. So that's what the controversy with power.
I haven't gone that far yet.
Sure. But yeah, I don't know, man. That's one of the ones I like staying on top of, like what the internet is mad about, you know, today. It is exhausting, but I do like to check in and see what's going on, especially if it like
depending on what it is. Yeah, I think this is a good thing for us to stay on top of because it's ultimately just a game.
Sure, and I mean it affects two of our like livelihoods. I would say, you know, because like this is off. It's my off gig, but you know, and for Zell, it's her primary gig is, you know, the gaming world, right? So, yeah, if it interferes with any of my like circles, I do like to see what's happening.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah,
I'm always
for
immediately
sure.
Sending stuff to Turtle Pig, like, help me. Sometimes I already know how I feel, sometimes I'm not sure. With this one, I wasn't sure because it's like I'm seeing stuff on like. A lot, like I'm seeing a lot. I saw a lot surrounding Palworld, and it's like I don't even know how to feel, and I'm also not a digital artist, so it's hard for me to, like, make a full conclusion on something. I suppose so. Also, yeah, if you don't know what the fuck you're looking at, feel free to talk to your friends, your peers, get some outside perspective, because sometimes you might be getting more offended than you need to be, or sometimes you should be more offended.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with AI, I have a close friend of mine, I would call him, that disagrees like wholeheartedly with me. He is absolutely one of the people that thinks that like this is the new, you know, like this is the photography, you know, kind of thing. He's the one that used that line with me,
Right.
and I was like, I disagree. I think you're wrong. I don't think it's the same thing, but you
Yeah.
know.
No, yeah, I disagree.
I agree that it seems to be inevitable. I just think that there needs to be fucking like training wheels on this goddamn thing. You know what I mean? Because right
we
now
need legislature around it, honestly, is what we really need to do. So if you are in the United States, look up your representatives, send an email. Because they actually will look at an email, surprisingly. Cool. Yeah.
I know my guy. He's not cool.
Maybe instead send him some of your fecal matter. That could be a fun little little treat. Okay.
Fun fact. A friend of mine. Okay, I don't know how much I want to say or don't say, but I was active in trying to usurp the current seat of my local representative. I know the person that tried to run against him and tried to do what I could to campaign for her. But it didn't go well. It's just like the weird thing about, you know, local politics is like, especially if you're in Texas and you're the Republican sitting, hard
incumbent.
To be. Yeah.
Hard to be removed after that.
Yeah.
You have
we
a significant
tried.
Advantage.
We tried.
Yeah.
We tried out here.
Yeah.
Me and my homies and supporting the opposer, but it is difficult. It is difficult for like local.
I mean, you remember what is his name? Beto O'Rourke. That I mean, like that was huge in Texas, and there was a shit ton of support for that. But you know, it still came up short, a lot less short than I thought. Like I didn't think it was going to be as successful as it was. But
dude
you know,
was
so.
Close. Dude was close. I remember Beto for sure. Like I went and I cast my vote several times for him, but
yep. She's back to eating the pizza. Listeners, she's back to eating the pizza like a fucking, like a frisbee, like holding the fucking, like someone would carry like a rack of ribs and like bring it up to their face. She's doing that. But with
honestly,
a whole
the
pizza.
Are you getting a bigger pizza every time?
It grows. It's growing back. It's
Are
like
you
venom.
Grabbing an additional pizza that is way bigger? Because truly, each time I see you grab it, it seems like it's like comically large.
It is like a discus. Like it's more solid than I expected. I expect some flop to it, but there's like it's. Oh, that's right. You burn your shit. That's right. Zell always burns. She prefers her pizza like on the crispier side, so it makes sense that it's holding together like it is. So, never mind.
Yeah. I do like it. I call it well done.
Well done pizza.
I don't
there
like
it is.
The icky cheese.
Sure. Yeah, you don't like the cheese texture, right? And yeah, so that makes sense. I only had well done food growing up until I went camping with a white family, and that was the first time that I ever had meat any other kind of way, because from what I understand, that's what everyone does in the Philippines, or at least most people in the Philippines, especially if you're poor and you don't know the quality of where you know like something is coming from. So it's always better to
that's a factor. It's just like a safety thing.
Yeah, so just cook that motherfucker all the way through. And so like I never had a steak medium or medium well or anything like that until much later in my life, and I was like, oh my god, this is great.
I don't want to be telling stories out of school, but I'm gonna do it anyway. My partner is white from England, as we all know.
White squared. What does that mean? What is white?
Just
white?
Real white. So white. Original white.
Original white.
And she was telling me like, okay, so the meat was always cooked a little too well done. Like my dad cooks a steak pretty like rare, medium rare, whatever. Her family came over a couple years ago to like meet the families, and my dad like made steaks, and like her parents were so impressed with like, oh, this is really good. Like, how was the steak so good? It's like he's like, I just fucking cooked it like medium rare. Like, oh. They were used to it being well done. Like, ah, no, you gotta cook it like it. That's too fucking much. You don't want to burn the shit. You gotta.
Yeah, it's a fucking night and day difference. I know back whenever I ate meat, like once I learned that, I was always leaning on like the rare to like blue side of things. Like I loved it, you know, so.
You want that shit pink, baby?
It was like a deep red sometimes, but yeah, you know, but
Well, I mean, it depends on like a cut of meat and
sure.
how you're
I never
cooking
did
it.
like anything
There's a
fancy. I
lot
never
of
did like the
factors,
Wagyu
but
shit, you know, but I hear that's
yeah.
amazing, you know, but fuck if I know. I ain't got that money. I ain't got that money.
Yeah, the podcasting game isn't that long.
I did get a raise though. That's been exciting. That's a cool thing.
Hey,
Yeah.
cheers. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I've been busting my dick at this job, you know, for the last
Oh,
couple
you
of
should get,
months.
you're probably gonna get a call from HR if you're doing that.
Yeah. I mean, how would they know? I work from home, you know? I could be busting my dick the whole time. They have no idea. Yeah.
Well, I guess I don't know what your job is, but yeah.
It depends what your job. Yeah, I guess if my job is to bust my dick all day, then I guess, you know, there's that. But no, I am not a sex worker. No matter how much my Twitch chat asks me to be one, they have been joking about wanting to have a foot-centric OnlyFans for a long time, but
I still have the handle for on OnlyFans, Daddy Baggins.
ooh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Longtime listeners will remember.
Yes, indeed.
I secured that.
I just gotta use it and secure that bag. What kind of bag you gonna get?
Oh yeah, what kind of your handbag, you know, your Prada, your yeah, I had no idea. What we had an idea of you had an idea of something, though,
Did
didn't
we?
you? Yeah. Oh, that's right. We haven't talked about
I thought we were just going
our
to talk about Power World all day.
I mean, I haven't played any of it, so I can only talk about the controversy bit that I've heard, you know?
Yeah,
Oh.
so we can talk about our furry pals, our
That's
furry
true.
pals.
There is
Yeah.
one of the pals is absolutely just a furry. There
The
it
one that
it
looks like Lucario, or which one?
I gotta tell you which there is one that truly just has a heart on its pussy.
Yeah. I know that one. I've drawn Rule 34 of a Pal World character already. Melpaca. So it's like
Oh,
it's an
I
al
actually know that one.
yeah, it's a pink alpaca.
Yeah.
Former guest of the
Yeah, I can
show
ride
and
it.
yeah, former guest of the show and friend Fizzy said something
Past
on her
and
stream.
future guest.
Yeah, that's right. Said, you know, oh, you know, like you're so cute. People on the internet are gonna make terrible artwork of you. And she posted that clip, and the only thing I could think to do was to immediately turn around and make porn art of that character. So I showed it,
Well, that is in
showing,
character.
yes, it was showing off her alpacussy. Yep. Yeah, there's that. There it is. Fizzy saw it on Twitter, but refused to like it because she did not want to encourage my behavior.
None of
Which
us
is,
do.
I don't know. Zell liked it. I think
I
Zell's,
do. I
yeah.
do. I'm Turtle Pig's number one fan. I will like about 90%, share about 60%, I would say is a good percent. There are
Sure.
some things that I just refuse to, though.
Turrets, I love you, buddy. That doesn't mean I want to support all your shit.
I've made some good things.
You know you have, and I love it. But I'm also the for this going to pull you aside, and be like, bud.
But why is the alpaca's pussy out? But
Yeah, what are we doing here, my guy?
oh man,
I
God
say it
bless.
with love.
Right. So what about our own? Is that what you say? Our own real life pals. Our own animals. Yeah, I
Oh,
haven't. I haven't. We haven't talked about pets or animals for a while. It's been over a year or two since we've kind of like had any real like talks about that. I know I've talked a little bit, on here about whenever Guan passed. We talked a little bit about that. But almost about half a year, a little over half a year now on my for my birthday, Zell and her sister were digging around and found a cat. For me to be a happy dad for. And Princess has absolutely changed my life for the better. It's been very, very good having a cat again. I wasn't sure if I wanted to have a pet again because my heart was very, very broken whenever Guan Yu died.
Juan was a true homie.
He was a very chill and just a very cool cat. I got him right whenever I finished college and had him for, the next decade. And he was my buddy. Went through a lot of shit together,
Yeah, he was a good dude. He really come like wanted to hang, but was like read the room. It's like, hey, I'm just gonna come chill with you.
Yep, absolutely. But yeah, no, Princess is, I mean, she's got her own personality that is absolutely starting to show now, which is awesome. Zell was just talking about it the other day. Was it today? I think it was today.
Yeah, no, that was today on stream. I was talking about how much she's grown just from day one to today with her comfortability and her attitude and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, she's very different in the fact that she like always wants to be carried. And she doesn't bite at all. I used to like play box with Guan Yu, where we would like kind of like fight each other, or whatever, and he would always like bite my hand, but like never hard or anything, just playing. She like refuses. She will grab my hand with her paws and then just start licking my hand. Like she just can't. She just refuses to bite. She's a very, very sweet cat. She did hunt a, was it a spider or a cockroach? It was a spider. Hell yeah.
Booter.
But yeah, she's just a sweet, sweet cat, and there is something about caring for somebody else that kind of like forces you to care for yourself in a way, and so I wasn't doing super hot. My birthday time is generally a bad time for me, and so
No,
having
I
Princess,
relate.
yeah, and so having Princess there during that time and caring for she wasn't a kitten. She looks like a kitten, but she's not a kitten. She was already almost two whenever we got her. She's two now. Is helped a lot. So I'm very, very appreciative to Zell and Zell's sister and to Princess. It's been a very nice, couple of months having Princess around. She's often glued to me. Whenever I'm there, I bought a small cat bed to put on my desk, and she sleeps there a lot. She goes up and she hangs out on there, and she steals Zeke's water a lot.
Wow, rude.
It's like she drinks and it goes down like barely any because she's tiny. She's like 6.3 pounds, I believe, is
No,
what it
it's
was.
rude. It's fucked up.
And then Zeke is very polite and waits for her to finish and then goes and gets water afterwards.
Oh
So
man. That's
he
that
is
dog
so
energy.
cute.
He
It
be
is so
cool. He
cute.
cool about it.
He's so cool about her. He loves her and like she's cool with him. But yeah, I'll top the water off and get it up right to the top. And then Princess makes her way over and gets the first couple of sips. And then Zeke gets his. Zeke usually gets
Damn.
ice cubes whenever I get water.
Zeke a real gentleman.
He is. He's usually a pretty good boy. I'll get him
Hell
ice
yeah.
cubes and
Love
stuff.
that. Love that shit.
He loves an ice cube, and Princess has started getting excited for the ice cubes now. And so I'll get her like a little itty bitty piece of ice cube for her. She doesn't do anything with it.
She bats it around sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, every once in a while, she give it a bap or two, but most of the time, she just like wants to be included, I think, in the activity. Like everyone's getting ice cubes.
That is a lot of it. It's just being included. We all
For
want to
sure.
be included, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And animals absolutely feel that, like camaraderie and companionship and stuff like that too. So yeah, it's absolutely a thing. Slurp, by the way, your audio quality decreased significantly. Ah, there it is.
This any better?
That is much better. Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing, bud? How you doing right now? You doing all right?
Sleepy.
Yeah? Is it just sleepy? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh,
That answers me.
sleepy.
Yeah. I've been
Yeah.
sleepy a few times before.
Yeah, I've
I've
definitely
been.
been sleepy on stream more than once.
Yeah, no, this has been a recovery day for sure. I was at a very Mexican wedding last night.
What does that explain that? What do you mean by that?
Hair of the dog kind of day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see. I see.
Recovering.
Yeah, no, I do that when I have a very heavy night. Sometimes I have to get drunk the next day because it's like I cannot deal with this hangover right now.
Well, all that and I played like Pal World for 7 hours last night
Fair, fair.
after the wedding.
I've been back on a Baldur's Gate kick, which I'm so fucking happy that Baldur's Gate got all of the accolades and all of the love and attention that it got, because it was a like it
I'm
was
so pissed I couldn't play it.
what do you mean?
I don't have the technology.
Oh, your PC's not strong enough?
Nor is my Xbox.
Oh, that's rough. I'm sorry.
I really wanted to play this game.
It's one of my very top games, I think, of all time for me. Like, it's very good.
That's what
It's,
I keep hearing. That's why I'm so pissed. I want to play it. Everyone's telling me it's so good, and I'm like,
Especially for a D&D player. I mean, because not only does it exist in the Forgotten Realms, but I mean, it is one of the RPG games that I think has given me the most freedom to try out different tactics and do weird shit. Ever, it's just good. It's just very good because they were able to do that. So,
Yeah, one of my D&D homies that like we play D&D weekly, she's been like, "Oh, Baldur's Gate is so fucking good."
yeah, highly recommended. Speaking of tabletop, Zell, we did a session recently.
Hell yeah, we did. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to figure out who the fuck Blue T Joy Leaf is. I love my little shroomy. They're so cute.
I've mentioned a couple times before that I have like a homebrew system that I built from the ground up, basically just harvesting from different bits and pieces of other tabletop RPGs until I got it the way that I wanted. And we started playing a session using One More Multiverse over on my Twitch stream, and we had five people in there. We have a sixth that wants to join that group. As a thought. And yeah, it went really well. I think people seem to have a lot of fun, which I'm happy about. I have a hard time. I don't know if any of our listeners are have ever tried running or experienced DMs. But I'm having a hard time
All these fucking nerds, probably.
managing being a DM, having like what I would normally have behind my DM screen, right? Managing my OBS and then managing my chat at the same time, because that's like four different spots I'm having to like monitor simultaneously.
Yeah,
And
that sounds like a lot.
it is. And normally it's the chat part that drops,
I get over I get overwhelmed doing DMing in person, just like
But either way, I mean, it's still a good time. I had a really good time. That was just
no,
a self-critique for
I'm
myself, but
impressed
yeah.
you're able to deal with all these different factors, because the few times I've DM'd, I'm like, oh, it's a lot. sure, you hit it. The AC's 14. I don't care. There's too many.
I remember your campaign. I played like one session with you, and it was a very like loose campaign, but it was a fun campaign. You know, it's just different DMs have different styles. And that loose is exactly what I expected from you. So.
That is exactly the style. Yeah. I remember your notes were like, oh, you impregnated this sex worker.
Yeah. Yeah, that like it wasn't anything about the story. It wasn't anything about like my inventory. No, I think I wrote inventory notes, but
you didn't. It was just, how many sex workers you've bedded.
Yeah, well, it was important.
I've never had any characters like that in tabletop.
So we were both players in one where that happened. What do you mean? I think our characters fucked the same sex worker is what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, might have. They very well might have.
Nothing wrong with that. It's all good. You both got her pregnant.
Good.
I just rolled for it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's twins, but...
Oh, God. I always knew this would happen.
Less.
Who's my dad?
Wow, that's your child voice. You gotta work on that, bud.
It's Zell and Turtle are your dad.
Call me Zaddy.
Oh, good.
Hell yeah! I think that's the episode title. Call me Zaddy.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
I gotta find an instrument to write this down.
Oh.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Just nothing.
Tabletop and stuff. Tabletop. Nothing. We're just bullshitting.
Hey, today. At least
this Friday, yeah. Friday, at least I'll be able to moderate chat because I won't be actively
in
playing.
The session. Sure.
So, I mean, especially now that I know that that's one of the things that like you like. You're struggling on, like, I am happy to help and keep chat going and talk to people and stuff on Fridays while tabletop's going.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, chat was going fine because they were all, it was a lot of the other team were the ones watching and they were just goofing off in there anyways.
Oh, yeah, so, like, they were goofing off and then they were all a midge. Oh my God, Dan. I love Dan. Dan, of course.
Previous and future guest. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time just banned. Saying how much better of an alchemist he is and how he actually like makes potions and doesn't just make silly little things and how their team is just so much better than our team. And...
Sure. Just talking shit, of course.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I made teams, immediately people were like, fuck the other team.
Duh.
Yeah.
All Team Unicorn wins. We're a literal unicorn. I mean, come on. It's straight from your memory, from your mind, from your brain. We're your favorites. We're the firstborn.
I can neither confirm nor deny this. I'm going to be a good parent and not.
So that means it's true, because otherwise you would say no.
Oh, is that what that means? Wild.
How do I be a bad parent? How do I say...
You pick one. You pick. You pick the purple team or like the orangish team.
Oh, purple. Purple.
Yeah, there you go. That's Zell's team.
See, that's both. See, twofer. We win.
No, oh, is that
let's
how it works?
Go.
Yeah, fucking take that, Dan. Mm.
Yeah, get cucked, bitch.
Oh, good.
That's how it fucking be, dog.
Good. You know, for an episode that didn't really have any direction, we kept it going pretty solidly for the entire time. I'm impressed.
Good episode.
Yeah, let's do this more often.
Sometimes.
We have no idea.
Occasionally.
Once a month.
I need structure.
You just need me to start by shoving my mouth with some very large food.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'll have a very large burrito in a couple of weeks.
All right.
You know what I miss? I miss Freebirds. I miss Freebirds burritos. They don't have those up here.
Nah, Freebirds fucking sucks.
How dare you? I love Freebirds.
Just go to a gas station and get like a good Mexican food.
Well, I mean, sure. Like, that's not a compare. That's not the comparison. Oh,
this is gonna lead in perfectly to plugs. If you're in the,
holy shit! How sleepy are you?
So sleepy. I want to sleep so bad. Everyone, go to Chante in Louisville, Texas.
If you just plugged a restaurant, is that what that is?
This is my plug. Is a specific restaurant, Chante in Louisville. I'll be there the day this episode drops at 7. You can sit with me.
Okay,
I'm dropping. Don't go to any park. Nothing like that. Meet me at Chante.
This is a train wreck. Zell, how about you?
Oh my goodness. Well, you can find me at Louisville.
Oh, you're going
Mexican
to
food. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'll see you there. I'll save a seat.
Yeah, I don't really know where I'm going, but you know, we'll be there. It'll be a good time. Twitch.tv/Celestia every day but Saturday. And every other Wednesday, I'm on Turtle Pig's Channelverse and Tabletop. We also have a merch shop together.
Yep, that's at designbyhumans.com/shop/taterpigshop. And yeah, I'm on twitch.tv/turtlepigproductions. And then I've been drawing every day, and I've been really good about drawing every day. And I just put up some more stuff on my Patreon, so you can check that out at patreon.com/turtlepigproductions. There's a woman getting cummed on her face. It is the most recent one that I put on there, so that's good. Thank you too, as always. Slurp, please go to bed.
Some sleep and some water, maybe.
Yeah, water would be good. Water and aspirin before sleep.
I have this Korean drink.
That's not water.
Water.
It's very not water.
No, it's milkus.
Alright, good night. Bye, everyone.
Cheers.
Yeah. Y'all catch me on Pal World.
Okay, good. Perfect.